So Congress, in its wisdom, has decided it's time to let internet service providers sell your browsing history and app usage. To author Ramesh Srinivasan, is just one of many signs that we've gotten used to an internet that's very different from the one we experienced just a few years ago.
As it's scaled out, right, we're talking about 4 billion people approximately with access to the internet in different forms. As it scaled out, it became increasingly sort of dominated, I believe, by major intermediaries, if you will, that is, platforms that actually structure and influence our experience of the internet. So we're thinking about examples like Google, of course, earlier, and now Facebook as well.
Ramesh Srinivasan traveled the world to write Who's Global Village, Rethinking How Technology Shapes Our World. He says the internet hasn't completely lost its democratizing egalitarian qualities, but that clearly the people aren't in control.
Well, I think the internet was born, you know, as a sort of certain type of countercultural space where we could create our own content and share it in a really democratic and grassroots-based way. Remember that word surf that we all used to use, where we'd kind of browse around and we'd have more of a feeling of serendipity, and we'd experience information in a way that felt more sort of determined by our own will and by a feeling of randomness, if you will. But now information is being pushed onto us, right, through algorithms, and you're not really sure about what the mechanisms are by which information is coming to you. It's just so overwhelming to actually think about a sort of surf model with an internet that has just exponentialized in its vastness in terms of the amount of information it produces. And so that actually makes these platforms that influence what information is retrieved to you in what ways all the more important, and actually in many ways economically, politically, and culturally powerful in a way that at times escapes us as the users of the internet, our grasp and our visibility.
Right. And so we have this version of the internet that you describe, which only wants your aggregated information to make money for shareholders through Facebook, which does largely the same thing. We've just talked about a couple of minutes ago bills in Congress that would let ISPs sell people's browser history. This is not a democratized but a corporate internet. And I guess maybe it's a cynical question, but were we naive to think that it would ever be anything different? I mean, this is the way we do things.
Well, this is sort of the history in many ways of media in this country, right?
I mean,
sort of every layer of media in this country followed certain types of patterns where certain forces, especially commercial forces, consolidated their power and their ownership, what we call political economy. The internet, though, was something different in the sense that it actually created the possibility for all of us as users to be authors, to be producers, to be editors, perhaps to even influence how we choose to find information and to represent ourselves. But it is increasingly moving in this direction of sort of platform consolidation, and this is something we need to check. But that's why policy and certain forms of grassroots activism and public outcry is all the more important, particularly in this moment, I believe.
So before I let you go, Ramesh Srinivasan, you play a little game with me just for a second. I want to play Matrix with you. You know, I close my eyes and I think about what the internet would be if I were inside it. And I'd like to think of it as a giant library where I can grab any book I want and no one can stop me. I realize that's naive, especially after reading your book. When you close your eyes in your Matrix, knowing what you know about what the internet is, what does it look like?
It feels a little bit to me like walking through, you know, a giant server farm in Iceland, perhaps, where you're walking into this space and you see machines and machines and machines all around you. And you know that they're incredibly powerful computationally. You know that they're storing your data. You know that various sorts of technological and political forces are interacting with those machines, but you don't really feel like you necessarily have a lot of control over what's happening in this incredibly intense kind of dark technological environment. So that said, even though I gave you a doom and gloom answer, I don't believe that this is the way the internet has to be or the way we have to go with the internet. I think now more than ever, we have to fight for the values that are incredibly powerful around what democracy is, what our society is, and what the internet can and should be.
Ramesh Srinivasan is author of Whose Global Village? Rethinking How Technology Shapes Our World. Ramesh, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Todd. Thank you for having me.